Have you ever wondered what exactly makes up a successful life? On this episode, I'll be talking about that exact thing. I also have a really quick exercise you can do to help you define what success means to you. So stick around, I don't think you'll want to miss this one. Don't have to wait until you reach financial independence to start enjoying your life. You can do that much earlier and start living a life that you love and that's true to you. Welcome to Freedom Before FIRE. Using FIRE and life design techniques, we help you create freedom on your way to FIRE instead of waiting until you're retired to do the things that light you up. I'm your host Greg, a FIRE movement and life design enthusiast. If you're itching to get freedom now, then let's do this. Alright, so this one's a highly debated topic and quite a meaty one. I'll be tackling the question, what defines a successful life? I just want to kick this off by saying, I don't think there's a universal definition of what a successful life looks like. Okay, well, there's a dictionary definition of the word success, but definitely not for a successful life. From the baby boomer generation onwards, let's say from the 50s and 60s onwards, society's view of success was seen as having a high-paying job, having a prestigious work title, owning your own house with a white picket fence and a nice car. So in general, there's a leaning towards affluence and financial achievement, which is good in a way. As you know, we all need to put food on the table. However, I'm sure you've heard of the stories of people with higher paying jobs. On the exterior, they seem successful, but internally, they're quite miserable and maybe even be super stressed. Perhaps some of us haven't even tapped into what success really means for us. And we feel like we're just running on a hamster wheel, not going anywhere. I definitely felt that, especially in my late 20s, just plodding away in the office, grinding away in the office, putting in the hours, but not really stepping back and thinking to myself, you know, hold on, is this what I really want out of life? So anyway, if we can agree that there's no universal definition of a successful life, then perhaps we can agree that every single person has their own definition of what a successful life looks like. Alright, so that brings me squarely onto my first point. Success is specific to each person. In Bronnie Ware's awesome book, The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, the most common regret of all the five was this. I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. This is really powerful to know this, to know that a not so successful life is living outside of who we really are, living for external validation, or living our lives based on what others perceive success is. So the lesson here is, once we know exactly what it is we love, it's to have the courage to pursue that path and be ourselves. So just do you. With this one thing, we can drastically change our lives. All it takes is a little bit of knowing ourselves and taking the action to do it. One TED Talk speaker, Jamie Anderson, said it well. On his TED Talk titled, What is Success Really?, he talked about how he wanted to be a pro cyclist when he was young. However, falling to family and societal pressures, he ended up going down the academic route, becoming a business professor in his late 30s, then starting his own consultancy. He then started making quite a bit of money. He said that to the outside world he was successful, like having loads of money, a prestigious title, but internally he was depressed, unhappy, and he noticed that he became arrogant and turned into a bit of an a-hole in his own words. So he decided he wanted a change. He took a step back and with his wife, they sketched out what a successful life looked to them. And it was like really far from what he had now. He then resigned from his job a few days later. In his version of success, he wanted to become a better family man, a writer, speaker, and of course he wanted to take up cycling again. He ended up joining an international cycling race and coming third, achieving his childhood dream. His last line in his TED Talk speech is what hit home for me. He said, "It's great to strive for success, to shoot for the moon. But there are many moons out there in the universe, so please make sure that the moon you are shooting for is your own." I really resonated with this. So Jamie Anderson and his wife, you know, they took a step back and designed what success looked like to them and then took the next step to actively pursue it. He didn't feel like his old path was serving him and it wasn't true to who he really was. Okay, so in my view, I think success can literally be anything as long as it's truly you and makes you happy. For me, a lot of people question why I moved to the Philippines from the UK. Those people were thinking, oh, Philippines is a developing country. It's better to stay in UK. There's more opportunities to progress in your career, yada, yada, yada. But for me, moving and living in the Philippines was a dream come true. Success to you can be something big and vast, or it can be something small and really simple. The next example I have is an awesome story around this exact point. Have you heard the story of the Mexican fisherman and the American investment banker? If not, I'll try to summarize it, but in a nutshell, here's the story. One day, an American investment banker was walking on the pier of a small coastal town in Mexico. He spotted a small boat with one fisherman. The American investment banker was complimenting the quality of the fish and asked, "How long did it take you to catch that?" The Mexican fisherman replied, "Only a little while." The American asked, "Why don't you stay out longer and catch more?" The fisherman said he had enough to support his family's needs. The American then asked, "What do you do with the rest of your time?" The fisherman then said, "I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take siestas with my wife, stroll into the village, sip wine, play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life." The American replied, "I have a Harvard MBA and I could help you. You should spend more time fishing, then with the proceeds buy a bigger boat, then continue, buy several boats, then you'd eventually have a fleet of boats. Instead of selling to middlemen, you'll sell directly to the processor and eventually opening up your own cannery. You'd control the product, processing and distribution. You need to leave the small village, move to Mexico City, then eventually to the US, where you can expand your enterprise." The fisherman asked, "But how long will that take?" To which the American replied, 15 to 20 years or so. "But what then?" asked the fisherman. The American laughed and said, "That's the best part. You can sell your company on the stock market and become very rich. You can make millions." "Millions? And then what?" the fisherman replied. The American said, "Then you would retire, move to a small coastal fishing village where you would sleep late, fish a little, play with your children, take siestas with your wife, stroll into the village, sip wine and play guitar with your amigos." I really love this story. So which of the two characters do you think you relate to? I actually don't think there's a right or wrong answer here. Each to their own in my view. Someone could identify with the American investment banker, and a successful life to them would be to build a business and make millions. Some could identify with the fisherman and be absolutely content with a more simple life. Personally, I think I relate more to the fisherman, but that's just me. Anyway, in my view, the story simply teaches us two things. One, that there's just not one path to success, i.e. the standard default path of working yourself into the ground, working your way up the ladder and making loads of money. Sometimes the simple things in life is enough. And the second thing I took away from it is around enjoying the journey. The investment banker said it would take 15 to 20 years to achieve the goal of earning millions for the fisherman to do exactly what he's doing today. In our society, we always want more money, bigger house, bigger cars. But what if what we have right now is already enough? What if we're already successful, but we just want more? On that point though, about what is enough, I do remember watching a YouTube video where this guru said something that was like really simple, but profound. He said, "If we are alive, isn't that already successful?" I'll repeat that. "If we are alive, isn't that already successful?" I let that one sink in. He then went on to say something along the lines of, and I'm going to paraphrase a bit here, "A homeless person who lives day to day searching for food in trash cans, if one day he walked into a Pizza Hut and bought a family meal, wouldn't that be a success?" This just reminds me to be conscious of my interpretation of what success is, and to try not to assume it's these grandiose visions of what society says success should be. Like some of the things that we see on like social media, Instagram, Facebook. I think we really need to be in tune with ourselves. That way we would know deep in our cores what success would be for us. Okay, so I want to quickly touch on the money topic in relation to success, as I want this to be a bit of a balanced argument. And to be real, as I said earlier, we all have to put food on the table, right? So there was a study back in 2010, 14 years ago, where two Nobel Prize winners by the names of Angus Deaton and Daniel Kahneman, hopefully I didn't butcher the name, they found that after someone gets over an annual salary of $75,000, which was around £55,000 at that time, there was a flattening of emotions, meaning their happiness levels didn't keep going up as much, meaning if they compared someone making 100k to someone making 75k, they found that one was not experiencing more positive emotions, or less negative emotions at that. their emotion levels pretty much flatlined. Just a quick caveat though, since that study was done in 2010, that number might not be apples for apples now due to inflation, of course. And do note that these figures are quite general, and I feel that it still depends on person to person. Anyway, my take from the study is we obviously do need to be earning some money, or mullah, or coin, as they say in the old English period TV shows. We need money to be able to afford the basics, plus some extras so you can do things you want to do. Each person has their own desires of what those are. In my personal opinion, I would be content to be able to have enough of the basics, plus to be able to put money away for retirement and still have some extras for a little bit of travel and entertainment with family and friends. But not loads more. I don't need loads of money to be happy. I definitely don't need loads of material possessions and doing any luxury travel or anything like that. I'm very clear on the things that bring me joy. Things like family time, cooking my own vegetables, spending time in nature, swimming in a beach, traveling on a shoestring budget. Those are just some of the things that bring me happiness. A bit of a segue here, but this is why I love the financial independence movement, and especially things like SlowFi and CoSFi, because I can strive to be money smart, but also strive to enjoy life now and not wait 15, 20 years into the future, like what that investment banker was talking about. Anyway, I'm here today to help you get clarity on your definition of success. Here's a quick exercise you can do that can help shape your definition. This can literally take 5 to 10 minutes. It's a quick question you can ask yourself, and you can just jot down your answers, ideally in a notepad. So I heard this question on a podcast, but I can't remember the name of the show and the episode, so I can't take the credit. Personally, I found this simple question really, really helpful. So here it is. Imagine you're on your deathbed and you look back at your life. You had an awesome life. What 3 to 5 things made your life a success? If you were to boil it down to the 3 to 5 things, what would they be? So I'll just repeat that question. Imagine you're on your deathbed and you look back at your life. You had an awesome life. What 3 to 5 things made your life a success? I don't want to give random examples as I don't want that to influence your thinking. As I mentioned earlier, success is specific to each person. I want you to have a blank canvas when you think of the answer, so I'll keep the question open. But feel free to send me a message to tell me what your answer was. I'd really love to know. I know this question is a bit morbid, but I really like it because thinking of death always brings about clarity and urgency. It makes us get to the core of things. That's why I think this one question is very powerful. Okay, so I've included a next step just to make this a bit more tangible for you and something you can take action on. We're going to score each of your answers, or you're going to score each of your answers. Of those 3 to 5 things, rate each one out of 10. 10 being you're already doing amazingly well, or you feel like you're smashing it out of the park with that one. Whatever it is, for the answers where you scored high, like your 9s and your 10s, well done you. For any answers that were a bit low, like below 8, are there things you can do to improve that score? Just write those down. So I'll just repeat that. For all the low score items, write what you think you can do to improve. For the high scoring items, write what you think you can do to maintain them. Okay, so once you're done, have a little look back at your answers, your 3 to 5 things. Is there a way you can weave these into your life today? Is there a way you can work on them daily, weekly, or monthly? I hope that this exercise has helped you hone in on some of the key things that would make your life a success. Because, you know, if you worked on them way out into the future, I want you to look back and say, yep, I lived a successful life. Of course, I couldn't leave this episode without giving you my version of a successful life. For me, if I looked back at my life from my deathbed, the 3 to 5 things that made it a success would be, firstly, that overall, I lived according to my values, the things that are most important to me. Secondly, I had a positive impact on my loved ones and close friends, as in being an awesome husband, an amazing father to my kids, an awesome brother, son, and a great friend. Thirdly, that I had the courage to pursue what my heart wanted with minimal regrets, and I was able to punch fear in the face when needed. The last one is that I looked after my health so I can continue doing the above things and be an example to others around me. Now, I've actually included some of those things in my weekly planner so that I'm intentionally doing those things on a day-to-day basis and that I could either maintain those things or improve on them. Feel free to do that as well. I think it's really helpful and it's helped me. Okay, so one last point I'd like to make is that we can't love every day or every minute of our lives. Sometimes some of our happiness comes from overcoming struggles. It can come from us going through tough times, and that's just life. Life would be really boring if it was all safe and not overcoming hardships. To get to what we really want, sometimes it just takes effort and getting out of our comfort zone. Jim Rohn said, success is a few good judgments made and action daily. Just like an apple a day. So get to know what success is for you and take that apple a day at a time. You just figuring out what success is already a massive step. Just work on them daily. You can do this. And I've got your back. Alright, so here are the key takeaways from today's episode. Number one, each person should have their own definition of success. This is summed up in the two examples. The first one is remembering Bronnie Ware's number one regret of the dying. The second one is remembering Jamie Anderson's TED Talk on success called What is Success Really? And especially his ending line about choosing the right moon to aim at. The second takeaway was that success could be big or small. It doesn't have to be society's definition of it. Remember the Mexican fisherman story. The third one was understanding the connection of money and happiness in our lives. We need to know what our enough is. That's why it's good to get our financial house in order, like pursuing the FIRE movement, and you know it's something that I encourage on this show. The last takeaway was doing the exercise, which was answering the simple and powerful question that would help you figure out what a successful life would mean to you. If you think this episode would help a friend, please don't hesitate to share it with them. The show notes can be found at freedombeforefire.substack.com. If you have a question or want to connect, feel free to send me an email at freedombeforefire@proton.me. That's freedombeforefire@proton.me. If you found this show useful and want to be notified of future episodes, you can follow us on Spotify or Apple via the show's main page or on whatever app you're using right now. And lastly, if you've just learned one good thing that will help you in your journey and you want to help us out here, please do leave a 5-star rating on your podcast player app. If you're using Apple Podcasts, you can even leave a nice review by scrolling to the bottom of the podcast page. That would help us out loads. All right, so that's what I have for you today. And as always, I appreciate you spending your time with me. And just remember, practice gratitude, live life by your design, and do things that make you smile. You got this.